Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Okay, Reedy, let's rip straight in here. A topic that I love to discuss is rugby league expansion. We will know more tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, look, they had a meeting with the clubs today, Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo, and they basically, the clubs left that meeting under the understanding that expansion will go ahead in 2023. There's a meeting tomorrow of the committee that's going to make a decision on who the club is that will come into the competition in 2023, whether it's Redcliffe or the Firehawks or the Jets. So I reckon out of that meeting tomorrow, we'll know who the club's going to be. I'd imagine if there's not an announcement tomorrow, there'll be an announcement at some point next week. Expansion's a goer, and there's some clubs who are now in a mad panic to try and sign players in the next 3 weeks before they hit the market on November 1.
Okay. Expansion, definitely. Redcliffe, almost definitely. Can I say that?
You could, Maroon, but there's actually been a bit of momentum in the last couple of days, or a bit of a whisper that it's not a fait accompli, that, you know, some of the other bidders may have come back in the picture. But, you know, my belief is it'll be Redcliffe, but I think we've got to wait until tomorrow to firm that up.
Hey, Reedy, you know, if you're a player, going back to the player market movement and the retention and recruitment issue, if you're a player, you'd be mad to sign anywhere within the next 3 weeks if you're off contract, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd think so, Jimmy. I mean, you think some of the players who are out there now, and some clubs in particular, have got a lot of players coming off contract in a year's time. You know, Melbourne, Parramatta, obvious clubs, got a heap of players who are coming off in a year's time. And some of those players, you know, would be really attractive to a new team. You look at a guy like Reid Marnie, a Parramatta, Queensland kid from the Sunshine Coast. If Redcliffe get in the comp, if Redcliffe are the team that ultimately gets there, he's a logical signing for them because part of their corridor or their area they want to own is the Sunshine Coast. You look at Melbourne, the likes of Brandon Smith, Felice Kafusi, Christian Welch, they're all Queenslanders. So, you know, if you're all those blokes, you're not going to rush to re-sign a contract or sign a new contract in the next 3 weeks, I wouldn't have thought. And I'm sure your management won't want you scrambling to sign a contract because there's going to be some inflation caused by expansion, and they're the sort of guys who are really going to benefit from it.
Yeah, it's certainly going to tip the transfer market on its head. But who do you think will be top of the list? I'm thinking, like yourself, Queensland-based player or originally from Queensland and a spine member. They'll want to bring someone that's going to attract some other players to go with them as well. Who's top of the shopping list for them?
Well, I mean, the three names that constantly get mentioned are Cameron Munster, Kalen Ponga and Cary Grant. Three Queensland blokes. Kalen's got an option, his contract for 20 at the end of 22. Harry's got a mutual option. I don't know how they work exactly, so I'm not sure what that means. And look, Munster's on contract till the end of 23, but there's talk that maybe Melbourne may not necessarily stand in his way if he wants to leave at the end of 22. So they're the three names that we keep hearing. I mean, it's interesting from a player's perspective, Jimmy. If it was you, would you be holding off?
Oh, absolutely. If I had 3 weeks to sign with my club, or in 3 weeks' time, I get the ability to negotiate with potentially a new expansion team. There's just no advantage to signing now unless the club were going to put you in the position and say, hey, mate, this deal's now or never. But, mate, to be fair, we all know that these sort of talks are happening behind closed doors anyway. I know, like, officially you can't speak to players, but you're not kidding anyone if you don't think player managers up and down the country over in the UK and New Zealand aren't fielding those questions now. Like, is this player available? Would he go to Redcliffe or whoever it may be for dollars X, Y, and Z?
Well, funnily enough, Jimmy, that's one of the great misnomers. You actually can talk. You can talk to them. You just can't put a contract in front of them and get the contract signed. So there's nothing wrong with Redcliffe right now talking to Reid Marnie's agent or Harry Grant and saying, mate, we're really interested. If you wait till November 1, you know, there's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing wrong with that under the rules. And I'm sure that's going on left, right and centre at the moment. I'm sure all three of those bidding teams are talking to agents saying, don't do a deal. Wait till November 1. We'll have a contract in front of your bloke on November at 12:01 on November 1, ready to go. Just wait till then.
Yeah, it might be worth staying up, pulling an all-nighter for that, mightn't it? Just wait until 12. Keep refreshing the emails. Keep refreshing, see what I got offered. But hey, mate, going back to the meeting that Abdo and Volandis had with the clubs today, was there any pushback at all from the clubs, or are they all happy to get this new expansion team on board?
Look, the only pushback is they want to know what what's in it for them almost, whether they're going to earn or get more money out of it down the track. And they couldn't give them any guarantees on that front because they haven't done the free-to-air deal yet. So they couldn't give them any guarantees. Yes, you'll have X amount extra from 2023 onwards. What they did say to them was, if you look at the AFL, when they expanded to two teams in Adelaide, two teams in Perth, or Western Australia, it generated a lot more money for the game, and you will benefit from that. So whilst they didn't give them any guarantees on how much more they'll get, they basically gave them the indication, this will gain the game more revenue, and you will benefit out of that. So there was a little bit of pushback, but I think it was made pretty clear to them, we're going ahead with it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, that's good to hear, mate, because, you know, I'm all in favour of growing the game and having a long-term view of it. Obviously, it's now 17 teams. That does create one or two headaches in terms of bye rounds at the start to kick off the competition and finish the competition, as well as Magic Round. A team will miss out on that. But is there a long-term view to potentially bring in an 18th team, and what would be the sort of time frame around that?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. I think they'll do that down the track, and I would imagine they'll do that in line with the next broadcast. So this current the next broadcasting deal with Fox goes to the end of 27. The new free-to-air one will match that. It'll go to the end of 27. I reckon the TV deal after that, from 28 onwards, I reckon they'd be aiming for an 18th team in 2028. So I think that'll happen. I don't think they'll stay at 17 for forever. I think there'll be expansion to 18 teams probably from 2028.
Okay, now we've got to let you go, Reedy, but in a word or as quick as you can, is it safe to assume that whether it's Redcliffe, Firehawks or Ipswich, Wayne Bennett is going to be the head man?
Yeah, done deal. Will happen. You can assume it, Maroon.
Okay, good to catch up with you, Reedy. Enjoy the off-season.
Okay, guys. Cheers.
See you, mate.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.